Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in the 11th chapter of the book of Acts and probably closing the chapter today. Let's read the last 4 verses. This is Acts 11, verses 27 through 30. And in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now here's a timing verse within the book of Acts. If we're dealing with Claudius Caesar, then this tells us approximately when we are on the timeline, which would have us in the early 40s AD, maybe as late as the mid-40s. Claudius Caesar actually, we're probably mid-40s at least, because Caligula tried to set up a statue of himself in the temple in AD 41. That didn't work. It eventually would happen near or at the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. Some would even say that's the man of sin that would appear in the temple and set up his mark. That's for a whole different series. If you want more information on stuff like that, you can watch my Finished Work Eschatology vlog series that we have available on our website and on our Facebook page with about 40 lessons on that. But Claudius Caesar would have been in the mid-40s AD. So we're still not even, probably not even yet to the writing of the book of James. So it's important to note too that the early church is feeling their way through this, following the Spirit. They don't have, there's not even really any formal writings between the apostles yet. So whatever stories are being passed down about Jesus are being passed at word of mouth. Agabus is a prophet. We don't get a lot about him in the Bible, but he, by the Spirit, shows there's going to be a famine throughout the world, and there was in the 40s a famine, not as severe as the famine that would come about two decades later, at the fall of Jerusalem, but a famine nonetheless. And the disciples, in preparation of this, as if the Holy Spirit has spoke to them so that they can prepare, they take up offerings. The disciples, in verse 29, give each according to his ability. So notice that there's no mention of tithing because they've moved out of the Old Testament system. The tithe was to support the natural priesthood. They don't support a natural priesthood, thus they don't mention tithing. They give according to his ability. Each person gives as he's able to give. They don't set a dollar amount. They don't set a percentage amount. They give according to what they can give, and they send this as relief to the people dwelling in Judea to help them because of the coming famine. And they send it at the hands of Barnabas and Saul. And after Peter's freed from prison in chapter 12, we're going to see the story turn more towards Barnabas and Saul and their journeys and who they are and what they do. And that will lead us into the 12th chapter. So let's start there. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. This is Herod Agrippa, and this is the Herod that will go to Caesarea in the latter part of the chapter in honor of Emperor Claudius. And so we're going to rotate around this Herod, who, by the way, is the grandson of the Herod that was on the earth killing the babies born in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. This is his grandson. This Herod line continues. And they're Roman appointed, they're Jews, but they're appointed by Rome to set over the people. So we'll continue from here in verse 1 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.